From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
I've been told the first stanza of the Serenity Prayer is the most oft-repeated string of words on earth. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Wisdom to know the difference. Ah, there, as the bard says, lies the rub. When Reinhold Niebuhr wrote those words 50 years ago, the world's climate surely would have been one of those things I cannot change. Today, global warming makes it pretty obvious our wisdom to know the difference failed us there. On the other hand, there's worlds of things we thought we only needed enough courage to change that now look like they're beyond our control. Sexuality, for instance. In Niebuhr's day, sexual orientation was thought to be a choice. How queer does that sound now, knowing what a big role biology plays? Paradoxically, the more we learn about the biological roots of our behavior, the freer we become to choose our destinies. The more we understand how our genes, environment, and evolutionary history determine our lives, the more we can do to control them. If I have a genetic predisposition for obesity, say, and not a self-control problem, knowing that may help me keep my weight down with drugs or surgery. And knowing I'm genetically predisposed toward taking risks could move me to stay clear of high places when I'm in a jumpy mood. Knowing an addiction to booze is physiological may be a key to the choice door of controlling it. But there's another twist. It takes big wisdom not to confuse the freedom of choice, which science and technology may have expanded, with the choice to be free, which requires a strong dose of acceptance. Where, in my ever-growing array of self-improving choices, will I again find the serenity to just relax and toss back a couple of beers, eat some ribs, and take a glorious, big-butted bungee jump off a bridge? With a perspective, I'm Gordy Slack.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.